Have you ever wondered what it'd be like to do a professional recording of the one song that means something special to you? A new TV series on ABC, actually, is giving Australians that chance, backed by professional producers, session musicians, and even an orchestra.
The iconic ABC recording studios are throwing open their doors, giving everyday Australians the chance of a lifetime.
I really hope that Elliot can feel in this song how much we love him.
We've got the studios. Why not? That's
the
a clip
technology
from the new ABC show, The Recording Studio, which kicks off tonight. Michael Bodie is our TV critic. Michael, how does The Recording Studio, this program, differ to the long list of reality-based music shows we've seen on TV?
Well, no one's doing it for the competition. No one's doing it for a recording contract. They're doing it for a reason that is quite personal or emotional to them. In the first episode, for instance, there's someone with a terminal illness who wants to sing for his wife. And there's others that are, you know, singing for relatives, singing for different reasons.
Is it any better than sort of a classy karaoke, though?
Yeah, it's much better. I think they've chosen people who can sing and who have decent pipes. For instance, in the first episode, a trainee opera singer is one of the singers. So, no, it's not going to be like the first episodes of Australian Idol where it's just a car crash. This is, people off the street who can sing. So there's nothing to be gained from setting them up in the Eugene Goosens Hall at Ultimo, the ABC's, you know, Grand Hall, and set them up with Anna Laverty, the ABC's engineer, and professional producers like Mark Opitz, who produced everything in my teenage years, pretty much. It's just going to be a waste of time if they're not going to do something that's decent. So, you know, we're not going to find the next Pavarotti or anything in this, but we're at the end of it, they're coming out with really beautiful songs.
But it's not about unearthing the next Pavarotti. It's about the music, but it's about the stories, yeah?
Oh, look, given we're in a commercial world, I'm sure a record company might pluck one or two if they feel there's a story there. Because part of the thing is they do have these stories, and that's what a lot of singing coaches tell you. You've got to be able to sing you, or you've got to tell your story through the song. So it's quite good. It's a UK format. They've done it really well. They've done well with the producers, Matt Fell and Mark Opitz and a few others. They're really good talent, actually. They're guys who've been behind the scenes for so long, but it's good to see some of their tricks and see how they cajole the best performances out of people and out of musicians. Yeah, really nice stuff. Really
that kicks off tonight on the ABC. There's a bit of a comedy binge going on the ABC as well, ABC Comedy and iView. The biggest is the final series of the British comedy, Catastrophe. Tell us more about Catastrophe.
Well, Catastrophe is in its fourth and last series, and it's a really dark comedy that started with a fling, an American tourist having a fling with an Irish woman in London, and they had a kid and got together somewhat reluctantly, I suppose, or just in an impromptu relationship. So it's been a fraught coupling from the start, but a very real dark comedy about the pressures of parenthood, unplanned parenthood in this instance, I suppose, while juggling professional lives and, in the case of Rob Delaney, alcoholism. And it's been pretty solid. It's been just a really strong romantic comedy. It gets pretty black at times. They've had their tragedies along the way, and it gets a bit fruity with some of the language. Not as bad as some of the other stuff that's been out recently.
Can you pick it up if you haven't seen the other series?
Yeah. It just becomes a romantic comedy with two people. It begins with him sort of trying to get out of his alcoholism, and it's pretty easy to pick up from episode one of season four, and I think it's well worth it. It's just really lovely, real stuff. It's something, it's relatable, I suppose.
Okay, it's called Catastrophe.
I say sadly.
I'm not going to go there. What else do you like in the TV Guide this week?
Well, there's a bit. So amongst all those British comedies, there's a few good ones, including Flowers, starring newly minted Academy Award winner Olivia Colman and Julian Barrett from The Mighty Bush. Arne's Brush with Fame returns on Wednesday.
I love that show.
Everyone loves that show. A weird one, The Twilight Zone. So Jordan Peele's redone Rod Serling Sterling's sort of sci-fi fantasy series as a TV series. But Channel 10's showing that at Thursday night at 10:30 and doing it on their streaming service. The reviews from the States aren't good, which is a bit surprising because it's sort of an all-star cast.
It explains the time slot, I guess.
Yeah, and the Chris Lilley, love him or hate him, he's back with a new series, back in blackface. Lunatics on Friday on Netflix. It looks like more of the same, I suppose.
Chris Lilley, love him or hate him. You said it. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.